name is Casper.
Casper, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Tell me what living in the park has been like. How long have you been there?
I've been there since day one, so this is my 13th night.
How's it been?
It's been actually really, really good. I mean, it's been tiring, it's been rough, but morale is high, and it's very motivating experience. So I will say it's really good despite the hardship.
And what is the hardest part about sleeping in the square?
It's very tedious setting up for like the rainy nights, and you never know when it's going to rain. So you're more apt to set up for rain, even if it's not, because next thing you know, you end up waking up and you're soaked, or your stuff is soaked. That's, I would say, the hardest or just the most tedious or time-consuming aspect of it. You know, setting up your tarp the right way so you don't get trickling and little things like that.
What about eating? How's that been?
That's been not a problem at all. We have so much food. People keep donating in the beginning, and I think even now still, we have people from all over the country calling in all the time and ordering pies of food, pies of pizza to us. You have people donating hot food, catered food. I mean, every day we're well fed.
This is what democracy looks like.
What about using the bathroom? There's no bathroom in that park. How's that work out?
Local businesses that are willing to allow us, or basically just not giving us a problem or anything.
Who's been the most lenient with that so far?
So far, McDonald's. But, you know, other ones also, like a few of them, you know, like there's a deli across the street that they don't have much of a problem.
Why is it important for people to be down here?
Because I think, for me personally, I think it's kind of like an awareness campaign. We have no, like, 100% like demands that we're trying to accomplish like by tomorrow. Like, we're not trying to overthrow anyone. We're not trying to like change any particular law right away. Because I mean, overthrowing like corporate greed and capitalism is going to take a very long time, you know. But it's important for people to be here because now word is spreading about what's happening. And my own mother, who's an immigrant, like, I was telling her about this, and she was like, wow, I should go down there because I don't have any money. And so I think it's good as like an awareness thing, because now it's on everyone's minds. Why are these kids here? What are they doing? Oh, really? I feel the same way, like that, you know? And so I definitely think it's very significant.
What's the most challenging thing about being here thus far?
Smelly socks.
Little thing on the ground. We had a sleeping bag and a blanket and a pillow. And then we left for a little while to shower and stuff like that and recuperate. We came back, and on our tarp is just smelly socks. I don't think that there's anything challenging about being here, because unlike the revolutions in other places in the Middle East, we have food donated to us, we have tarps donated to us, we have medicine donated to us, we have security, the cops aren't trying to kick us out. So I think that like there are not challenges about actually sleeping here, except for those who have to go to school and have to go to work and then give up their time to stay here instead.
My name is Galen Prouty.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
How old are you?
35.
And what brings you out here?
The economic despair of our country.
How do you go about feeding all the people who are camped out in this park?
Financially, you do it strictly through a donation basis, through collecting cash donations on site, actual delivery of perishables and canned goods directly to the site, and through our online donations at the OccupyWallStreet.org campaign.
Have the donations been generous thus far?
Generous has been more than generous from around the world. From Egypt to New Zealand, all four corners of the U.S., and everywhere you could think of.
What kind of food have you been serving?
We're trying to primarily serve a vegan and vegetarian fare. It just tends to be more the liking of people here.
And how many meals do you do a day?
Oh, it varies. On a standard day, probably Monday through Thursday, it's probably 400 for breakfast, 600-800 for lunch, and maybe 1,000 plus for dinner.